Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
The first thing to admire in Ray is the gorgeous animated title sequence created by Improper Design and Animation Studios. The anthology series features four films inspired by the short stories of Satyajit Ray. These stories, filled with twists, whimsy and humor, showcase the frailties of men. Women might prod or even propel the plot, but the focus of these stories are male protagonists grappling with neurosis, breakdowns, arrogance, and insecurities. The titles, which begin with a man falling through space, echoing the iconic poster of Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo, give us intriguing hints of the nightmares to come. Like most anthologies, Ray is a mix of dazzling and mediocre. The standout is Abhishek Chaubey's Hangama Hai Kyun Barpa. With films like Urta Punjab and Son Chirya, Abhishek has established himself as the teller of gritty tales that scar. But here he abandons his trademark realism for artifice, elegance and poetry. The title comes from the celebrated Ghulam Ali Ghazal, in which the poet Akbar Alabadi asks, "Why there is such chaos when all he's done is had a little to drink?" The lines of the couplet are, "Daka to nahi dala, chori to nahi ki hai." But chori is precisely what this story hinges on. The film is about a ghazal singer named Musafir Ali who embarks on an overnight train journey from Bhopal to Delhi. His co-passenger in the compartment, Aslam Beg, seems instantly familiar. As it turns out, the two have an earlier connection. Musafir, of course, means traveller and fittingly the pivotal moments of his life take place on a train. I haven't read the original story called Baran Bhomik's Ailment, but in the hands of Abhishek and writer Niren Bhatt, it becomes a witty meditation on the eccentricities of human nature, destiny and time. At one point, Aslam says, "Ye jo waqt hai na mia, badi kutti cheez hai." The vicissitudes of life can't be controlled, or the story asks, can they? One of the pleasures here is the language. It's so soothing to hear Musafir's mellifluous expressions. When Aslam asks, "Karte kya ho?" Musafir replies, "Koshish." The language is enhanced by the visuals. In a lovely fluid dream sequence, Abhishek establishes Musafir's ascent to fame and glory. Production designer Aditya Kanwar, DOP Anuj Rakesh Dhawan and editor Manas Mittal do top-notch work. And I suspect that Abhishek and casting director Hani Trehan decided to cram in as many stellar actors as they could into the frame. Apart from Manoj Bajpayee and Gajraj Rao as Musafir and Aslam, Raghubir Yadav and Manoj Pawa also pop in. There is a certain romance about stories set on trains because the journey is at once literal and metaphorical. The idea of chance encounters with strangers is in itself thrilling and mysterious. Abhishek taps into this without letting go of the humor. Note the meta reference to Ray's short stories. Now, the films in this anthology clock in at about an hour each. If you're going to only watch one, make it Hangama Hai Kyun Barpa. Vasan Bala creates occasional sparks with his entry spotlight about a self-absorbed movie star trying to find his mojo and struggling with insecurity after he encounters an even bigger star, Didi. Didi is a self-styled godwoman. Imagine Radhe Ma meets Osho. In India, movies and especially film stars serve as opium for the masses, but ultimately religion trumps everything else. The highlight is Harshvardhan Kapoor playing Vikram Arora, a popular Bollywood actor whose stardom is based on one look, sort of like Derek Zoolander in Zoolander, whose trademark look is called Blue Steel. Vikram is called One Look Vic. Harsh gamely set himself up for laughs in Vikramaditya Motwani's AK vs. AK. Here, he goes further. Vikram is joyless, demanding, and not very talented. Harsh plays him with a nice touch of petulance and childishness. Chandan Roy Sanyal, as his beleaguered manager and confidant Robbie, adds to the laughs. When Vikram calls himself an artist, Robbie helpfully reminds him that he did a shoe ad with the hashtag, "How far can you go?" And then follows that up with the killer line that Vikram, who's invested in a tech startup, can never achieve the Ryan Gosling meets Elon Musk look. The writing, again by Niren Bhatt, distills the absurdity and comedy of showbiz and spirituality. After all, Didi, like Vikram, is a performer. She's also a prisoner of her stardom. But Spotlight doesn't offer any new insight, and there isn't enough meat or wit here to sustain the duration. At a little over an hour, this is the longest film in the anthology. The entry of Radhika Madan as Didi revives the sagging film a little. She's fierce and funny, and like in Vasan's earlier film, Mard Ko Dard Nahi Hota, an absolute scene stealer. The weakest links in the anthology are the first two films, Forget Me Not and Behrupia, directed by Srijit Mukherjee and written by Siraj Ahmed. Both are about men who slowly become unhinged and lose their connection to reality. The first features Ali Fazal as Ipsit, a ruthless corporate man who author Tom Wolfe would have classified as a master of the universe. The second features K.K. Menon as Indrashish, a timid man who uses his skill at the art of prosthetics and makeup to avenge himself against the cruel world. The actors are both solid, but Srijit's telling is overripe. There's no room for nuance here. Everything is underlined. So Indrashish's grandmother, a prosthetics expert who passed on her knowledge to him, says that they're godlike because they also create. And of course, Indrashish develops a Ganesh Gaitonde-like god complex and starts to believe that Apun hi Bhagwan hai. The colors are lurid, the lensing reflects a world going off kilter, and the dialogue is clumsy. In Forget Me Not, the word fuck is used around 13 times in the first sequence. I counted because I got so tired of hearing it. Forget Me Not is mostly set in swanky offices and apartments. The film opens at a rooftop bar with a glittering city in the backdrop. Srijit and DOP Swapnil S. Sonavane create some striking visuals, including a climactic sequence in which the mystery is explained. But this isn't enough to shore up these lengthy stories. The idea of contemporary directors interpreting Ray's writing is instantly magical. But this anthology is just too uneven to do it justice. The master deserved better filmmaking. You can watch Ray on Netflix India. For more reviews like this, subscribe to Film Companion. Don't forget to check out our website, filmcompanion.in.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.